Let's get to Heather in the news.
This is really cool. Six Lions players have landed in the top 50 players in merchandise sales list, including three in the top 10. Pretty cool. So the NFL Players Association just dropped this list, the top 50 players in merchandise sales, and Hutchinson, number 3, St. Brown, number 4, and Gibbs, number 8, which is pretty darn cool. Then you still have more that make this list. Goff at number 19, Laporta at 44, Sewell at 46. And then some more cool stats. Hutchinson is the first defensive player to break into the top 3 ranking since Khalil Mack in 2019. And he is also among the top 3 in cap sellers. And then St. Brown jumped all the way from number 33 to number 4. And Penei Sewell became just the 3rd offensive lineman ever to crack the top 50 list.
That's awesome.
Any surprise Aiden's number 1, or no surprise because of the Michigan connection?
I don't know. I don't really believe it. I'm sure it helps a little bit, but I think it's more just how dominant he is.
St. Brown was an all-pro.
Yeah.
Penei Sewell was an all-pro. I actually think it's a compliment to Detroit.
You're going
to
get more pub by being an edge rusher than you are just about any other position other than quarterback.
See, I think it's a compliment for our city, though, that we acknowledge what Penei Sewell is doing. A lot of cities, the offensive linemen don't get the attention. He deserves it.
Yeah, pretty cool. So if we do get some fall colors this year, we're going to get some fall colors, but I talked about earlier how our weather might actually be impacting the changing leaves. But if we do get them, USA Today says that one of the best places to visit in the fall is Mackinac Island. I feel like Mackinac Island is on this list, whether it's like best place to visit in the summer or best place to vacation. It's always in the top 10. So they say that this is the second best place to visit in the fall behind Gatlinburg, Tennessee. And they say, though the island is a prime vacationing spot in the summer, the fun and the beauty doesn't just end when the warmer season does. So there's plenty of opportunities to see the changing colors, whether you're on a bike or you're on foot or you're in a horse-drawn carriage, or maybe you're taking a helicopter tour. Oh my gosh, can you imagine that? No. So according to the fall color tracking, the leaves on Mackinac Island are expected to peak around the second week of October. Of course, maybe that might change depending on our weather.
Yep.
There's an NFL fan that's going viral for his TikTok post explaining why he believes Derek Carr is performing so well. And it's not because the Saints, hired a new offensive coordinator. It's the fact that it is an election year. So this guy went through and went through all of his stats for 2016, 2020, and 2024 and found that in those years, those were the best seasons that Carr had. So that's his knowledge. Yes. An election year.
Election year Carr.
Uh-huh.
Stay clear.
Yep. This is crazy to me, but the 47th season of Survivor just kicked off last night, and two Michiganders are competing this year. So if you haven't watched in a long time, a reason to kind of tune back in, or if for some reason you've never seen the show, another reason to watch. We've got a graphic designer from Southfield and a construction worker from Sheboygan. They're going to be competing against each other and 16 other people for the $1 million prize, and of course the title of Soul Survivor. So we've got Rachel Lamont. She's 34. She's from Dexter, currently lives in Southfield. And then we've got Kyle Ostwalt, 31 years old, construction worker, grew up in Sheboygan, still lives there with his fiance and his young daughter.
That's cool. Are you guys Survivor fans?
I used to be. Back in high school, sophomore year in high school, which would have been 2000, which is exactly when the show came out. It came out in May 31st of 2000. We used to have Survivor parties.
Oh, really? I don't think I've ever seen a full episode.
Oh my gosh.
I never got into it.
Are you serious? Yeah. During the pandemic, when I was watching everything, I went back and would just rewatch old seasons. Really? I always wanted to be on the show. Now I just want to be the host of the show. Because I can't go a day with eating just rice. I need food. But I think it would be fun to do the competitions if I was fed.
Rice and salad.
Of course, yes, and potatoes. Yes.
Oh, potatoes on the list,
and some candy. Give me some Swedish fish, I'd be fine all day long. Yeah. This is funny. A would-be car thief found himself in a unique situation after he got locked inside of a luxury sports car in a Miami Beach parking garage. So this guy broke into a luxury Corvette, right? Happened on Tuesday, but he couldn't get out of the car and he couldn't turn the car on. So this model that he broke into had a security feature where none of the electronical components would function if he didn't have a key. So he got in there, shut the door, and then he was locked in because he couldn't open the doors. He didn't know there was a manual door like release. He didn't know that existed. So he sat there until the owner came back and then had to plead with the owner to let me out. Owner did not open the doors, called the police, and this guy was arrested.
Well, I thought it was my car. I got one just like it.
I just made a mistake. Yeah.
Heather, I thought you were going to say that the security feature is that they put laxative in the gas tank.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. Yep. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Gotta watch out for that.
Seriously. Yeah. Could you imagine Men in Black with David Schwimmer instead of Will Smith?
No.
No, not at all. But apparently that is what was supposed to happen. Schwimmer was offered the part first. Huh? And turned it down because he had only a short break after filming Friends, and then he was already committed to directing his own movie. Now, imagine if it would have been him, because it could have really changed his career.
Yep.
He said it was a brutal decision, and then at the end of the day, he says, you know what, you just have to follow your gut. You know, you can't look back and be like, oh, I wish I would have done this or that. Like, you have to, that's how it worked out. But
how's he going
to
get by? Without that
job. It's going to be tough. But imagine, though, because he never really, like...
That became a serious actor or anything.
Not
like
many of... I mean, obviously, Jennifer Aniston continued on acting in movies, but Courtney Cox didn't really see a lot of her.
And maybe they didn't want to.
Matt LeBlanc, I mean, he's done... Maybe not, but you do...
He had his own show for a little bit, and there was marginal
But you do kind of get, like, into that...
Typecast.
Yes. Yeah, you do. It's hard to break out of that.
Yeah.
That's Heather with the news. Couple quick ticket texters. Apparently, BetMGM has AJ Hinch listed as the favorite to win AL Manager of the Year.
Wow.
So they're
listening.
Yeah, respects being put on AJ's name. Ticket texter says, guys, you're getting it all wrong. You have to give Matt Patricia some credit for this Tigers turnaround. That's Rick in Downriver. Followed up with, give credit to Brad Ausmus. They're finally bearing the fruits of his labor. Austin in Plymouth.